Wallen on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 o'clock is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing. We're 26 degrees in Richland Center at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Happy New Year. Have you made any New Year's resolutions yet? We asked Josh Moore in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Try to be more healthy, cut back on my drinking and cigar smoking, try to save up on some money, and overall try to live a better life.
New Year's Day arrived to cheers in New York's Times Square. The AP's Julie Walker takes us around the world on this New Year's Day.
New Zealand and Australia were among the first in the world to ring in 2024 with revelers cheering spectacular fireworks displays. Across Japan, people gathered at temples. At one in Tokyo, visitors were given free hot milk and corn syrup as they stood in line to strike a massive bell. About 2 million people gathered at Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana Beach to watch fireworks. Tourist Dominique Simpson says she's having a great time.
There's no better way to spend it than on the beach here. Like, this is just an incredible experience.
There were similar snapshots of joy from country to country as the new year was welcomed with optimism that its days will bring more joy than sorrow. I'm Julie Walker.
But it's starting off a little rough for some people in Japan after a series of strong earthquakes on its western coast. Japan's issued tsunami alerts and ordered evacuations. Here in the U.S., a woman's been killed and four other people wounded in a shooting in the Los Angeles area. No immediate arrests. Taking effect today, New Year's Day, a new California law that bans people from carrying firearms in most public places. The law prohibits people from carrying concealed guns in 26 places, including parks and playgrounds. The minimum wage is going up in this new year for workers in 22 states. This is AP News. He thought it would end his political career. Senator John Fetterman is talking about his treatment for depression. The AP's Shelley Adler.
In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman says his depression kept him in bed after the election.
I really scared my kids, and they thought, "You won, Dad. Why aren't we enough? Why are you still so sad? Why are you even more sad?" And it was hard for to explain why I was.
And when he thought about harming himself?
I can't be a blueprint for my children. I can't let them be left alone or not to understand why he would have done that.
Fetterman also worried that when he checked himself into Walter Reed, that would hurt him politically. But instead, he hopes going public has helped others. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hi, WRCO listeners. This is Heather wishing you a happy new year from all of the consigners and crafters at the Creative Outlet. We're offering handmade crafts, resell clothing, scrapbooking, and needlework supplies to make your new year as creative as it can be. Thanks for keeping your dollars staying in our community by shopping locally at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Forecast details for the first of the year coming up in a moment.
Save extra now during the After Christmas half-price sale at Mr. G's in Richland Center and Barolqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price. Special orders and layaways not included. The half-price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Barolqua. Hurry in. Sale ends Monday, New Year's Day at 2 p.m.
For all your shoe and clothing needs, choose Mr. G's.
A high of 33 today. Northwest wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Tonight partly cloudy and a bit breezy, a low of 22. Tuesday mostly cloudy, breezy and warmer, a high of 37. Wednesday 32 with breaks of sun. Thursday plenty of sunshine and 31. And Friday partly cloudy and 33. In Richland Center, yesterday's daytime high wound up to be 32 degrees. We were at 31 at midnight, and we're currently down from that. For the light and variable wind, on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're at 25 degrees. Good morning.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl orange, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said a little bro, you'll love it out here, out where the wild things are. Back of that plane, the second I made it, we started drinking on the strip in LA, and it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool.
heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh. Where the wild things are.
Luke Combs on Country and Community, WRCO. Good morning from Sunrise from the Center. Still about 15 minutes away from sunrise today, the 1st of January. The 135th Rose Parade can be watched on TV today. NBC TV has that beginning at 9 o'clock through the streets of Pasadena, California. Lots of football today. Of course, the Badgers kick off at 11 o'clock. Hear the game on WRC Radio today, and going to be good to hear the legendary Matt LaPay and talking about the Badgers today. We'll see how it goes. Certainly, they are underdogs in the game, but you never know. Kind of like the Packers last night. You never know. I really expected it to be just a knockdown, drag-out, close game. And the way the NFL weekend went, coming right down to maybe an extra point or points, but it didn't happen last night. Got out and set the trend early and played really well. So a good weekend for football, that's for sure. And now the Badgers playing today in football, Badger men basketball tomorrow. So it gets into a stretch of some pretty good sports here in Wisconsin. Hopefully you had a great over the weekend, certainly New Year's Eve last night. Things went off, hopefully, without fail. We had a good time, Skirt and I, in Sextonville there, eating what we wanted to eat, and nobody telling us what we couldn't do or whatever the case might be. June's still holding babies. And we had a great trivia-thon on Saturday night. Really enjoyed that. Hopefully, if you didn't have a chance to play, had a chance to listen in. The worst was getting home afterwards. You know, we kept talking about the incoming precipitation. And boy, when it hit, it was a glaze. And I was glad that I only had to go from here to Sextonville. Me and the Mighty Vibe crawled back home on Saturday night. Poor Joanne, in fact, she just got home this morning. Now she's back here this morning with reading the news at 7:45. Quite a treacherous trip home for her back to Bloom City Saturday night into early Sunday morning. Fortunately, we haven't had too many of those kind of nights. This is Bailey Zimmerman on FM 100.9.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since you kissed, felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face when I walk down. Between a rock and a hard place. For the record, shit, throwing in the towel takes some effort. So I'd rather ride it out for better weather. When I walked out that door. down in your face as I walked out that door. And that's when I lost it.
Jiz Newton playing with the Queen of Hearts here on WRCO, WRCE Radio. It is 7:20.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
You own. You're more than a number. We know you by name. In a cooperative, it's all about relationships. There's no better way to do business. Welcome to WCCU Credit Union. We're your financial co-op. Compare our rates and fees, but most important, compare our service. It's from local people you know and trust. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
For many aging adults, changes in health and lifestyle can lead to depression or anxiety. The loss of loved ones or our normal routines can leave a person feeling lonely and isolated. Senior Life Solutions, a department of the Richland Hospital and Clinics, is an intensive outpatient program designed to address the unique mental health needs of older adults. If someone you care about might benefit from a community of support, please reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics to learn more.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Well, good morning, everyone. Yours truly, Phil Nee, flying solo today. Word is Hank Bray had one too many kitty cocktails last night celebrating New Year's. So, we'll have to check in on that with him at a later date. But it is good to have you along today. Happy New Year, by the way. 2024 is here, whether we are ready or not. Did you make a New Year's resolution? Mine is just to, again, enjoy each day. And the other thing is that to get fresh air every day. You know, it's easy to say, well, I exercise more or whatever. That's the plan. But I think even if you just get outside and take it in, make a walk around the yard, you know, and things like that, try to do that every single day. Yeah, that's kind of my goal, just to get up and move for me and Squirt instead of being couch potatoes or eating potato chips on the couch. So, but anyway, as far as those resolutions, improve fitness seems to be the number one, the most common of all New Year's resolutions. Improved finances runs in at number two. 38% of respondents said that was the case. 48% improving fitness. So that's amazing. Fitness, finances, improving mental health. Another hefty percentage said that. Lose weight. That kind of goes hand in hand with the first two. And improve diet as well. The less popular resolutions include traveling more, meditating regularly, drinking less alcohol, and performing better at work. Only 3% said that. Okay, well, employers can't be real optimistic, but that's all right. You know, priorities, that's where it goes. The most common New Year's resolution. So, get ready for the day. Or maybe you can start that diet tomorrow. It's kind of hard, especially if you're going to have a tailgate party and get ready for the Badgers in their LioQuest Bowl coming up at 11 o'clock today. Maybe a little brunch and then some football today. That sounds like a really good plan. We have some notes to share with you today on a Monday. Programming-wise, we'll have the Year in Review with Joanne Krulatz. That gets underway during our morning show time today. So that'll be on the air a little after 9 o'clock this morning. And pregame time for Badger football on WRCE, FM 107.7 at AM 1450 begins just after 9 o'clock this morning. Then the Badgers kick off. The Packers with a game last night, a win over the Vikings, which was, I guess I have to say I was surprised. Maybe not so much that they won, because I had a feeling maybe they would, but it was, I thought it was going to be a close game and come right down to the last possession or maybe the extra point or points, but it didn't happen. Jordan Love with another really strong game. And whose defense was that anyway? Now, I realize the Vikings were starting a very unseasoned quarterback. That's part of it. But still, they slowed down the running game and all aspects there. So the defense came to play last night, and that was good to see. The Bears stand in the way, though. I'll tell you what, friends, it could be a chilly week for me in Sextonville. That's all I can say, because June is all upbeat, thinking the Bears are back, and maybe they are. I don't know. And Justin Fields making a case for him to be a member of the Bears. You know, that's been debated about, yeah, get rid of him, get the number one quarterback, bring him in. But a lot of Bears fans now are calling for Fields to stay. And I guess I'm not a fan, but I would think they'd be kind of foolish to let him go now. That's kind of my personal opinion, thinking that they've actually found somebody that can play the spot consistently, which Chicago usually doesn't have, and bring in somebody else would be a big learning curve again. But we'll see what they do. They have some decisions to make, and we aren't going to worry about that. A Packer win would put them in the playoffs. They would be the lowest seed. And if I'm looking at that right, it appears that they would possibly play Dallas, the very first game in Dallas, sometime over the course of that next weekend. And that would be quite a storyline, facing former coach Mike McCarthy, current coach of the Cowboys. But that remains to be seen. A long way down the road. Got to win against the Bears first. And again, it's going to be a chilly week, so I might need to ask some of my listeners if I can stay on their porch or something this week. It is time for Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. They wish you all the best and happy holidays today. I've been kind of trying to get a little spark going. You know, it's a little bit hard. I see over the weekend, the Energizer Bunny was arrested. They charged him, of course, with battery. Yes. And I was over the weekend, you know, kind of trying to get some things set to go. It was a little cold, you know, in Sextonville. June's been gone holding grandbabies. But I accidentally plugged my electric blanket into the toaster. I spent the night popping out of bed. So anyway, we'll have more, hopefully better, coming up after this message from Jets Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello friends, Ellie from Chet's. The elves have been busy at the store. All cat and dog toys are 10% off. That includes Chuck It and Con. Don't forget, we still have $2 off select bags of birdseed. All of our families at Chet's wish every one of our friends a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We thank you for your patronage and support. And as always, you're looking good today.
Well, as I mentioned, June has been gone. June has been missing me, but her aim is getting better, so I better be careful today when she returns home. And I saw this on the Sports Wire over the weekend. A group of chess enthusiasts checked into a hotel after a large chess tournament. Rather than going straight to their rooms, the group stayed together in the lobby discussing the day's events and their recent victories. After an hour, the manager of the hotel entered the lobby and asked them to disperse. But why, they asked. The manager said, because I can't stand chestnuts boasting in an open foyer. Thank you very much, Chet's Chuckle, on a Monday from WRCO and WRCE. Birthdays and anniversaries will be next.
Parents, are you looking for a childcare and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
On this day in history, 1942, the Rose Bowl was played in Durham, North Carolina, instead of Pasadena because of security concerns in the wake of Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor. In it, Oregon State defeated Duke 20-16. Also in your history lesson for the 1st of January, 1953, country star Hank Williams Sr. died in a heart attack brought on by alcohol. The year before, he had been fired from the Grand Ole Opry because of his drinking. He was just 29. Johnny Cash played his first concert for inmates at a show at San Quentin Prison in California. The year was 1960. Future country star Merle Haggard was in the audience. It was in 1985 when VH1 went on the air. Its first video was Marvin Gaye's version of the Star Spangled Banner. And in 2006, the Medicare prescription drug plan first went into effect. Coming up, our birthday and anniversary salutes, which are sponsored today by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Aiden McIntyre from Richland Center Primary School. Rich Raybuck from Raybuck's Mowing. Also to birthday wishes to Janine. And we wish you the best today, Janine Raybuck from Raybuck's Mowing. Happy birthday number 8 to Killian Makovic from Grandma Makovic. Killian, have a great day today. Randall Durst from Lori and the Guys, happy birthday. Also to Randy from Arch, ancestors of Richland County Hills. And from the Durst cousins, have a great day from all of your family. We have a happy birthday wish to Aaron Prohaska. Have a super birthday from David and Susan. Charlie Luck from Five Points Lutheran Church. Also to Aunt Priscilla Williams from Fred and Deanne. Happy birthday and happy new year to David Schlafer from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club saying happy birthday to Roberta Chose, also to Mike Williams and Beth Owen. From Trinity United Methodist Church, we salute Brady Joyce. Happy birthday today. From Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, happy birthday Grant Linscheid, Lee Riddio, Buck Rowe, and Adelaide Aris. Also, a happy anniversary to Joe and Donna Connery and Matt and Sherry Delcamp. From the RC Lions, happy birthday to Jim Deaver, to Julie Anderson, Nicholas Barris, Lorraine Dahlberg, and happy anniversary, Jane and Bob Bellman. Happy anniversary to Jim and Janice Frazier from cousin Charlene as well.
Birthdays and anniversaries come around every year, but there's a secret out there not every guy knows. When you give your wife a gift of jewelry, it shows you care about her wants as well as her needs. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and our job is to make smiles larger during these occasions. Life is a roller coaster, and sometimes it's just nice to do something special for your partner in life. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Southwest Wisconsin's birthday and anniversary destination, downtown Richland Center.
We're headed toward a high of 33 later today with some sunshine for the first day of the year. Right now it is 25 degrees.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
Are you currently in therapy or considering a procedure that will require in-house therapy services? Are you concerned about the high cost of transitional care housing during your therapy? Consider Schmidt Woodland Hills when you are ready for that needed procedure. Don't rush from your in-house therapy plan to your home before you are ready. Let us help you make the transition from therapy back to your own home when you are ready by staying in one of our efficiency apartments. Talk to us about a customized program tailored to your needs. Continue your therapy, get the assistance you need, and transition home on your terms. Daily rates include a comfortable, furnished efficiency apartment, one meal per day, weekly housekeeping service, linens and cable TV. Additional services can be purchased a la carte. Come and see what options might be just right for you. To schedule a tour or for more information, call Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931.
Selection, service, at the best price. You'll find it all at Vitesnik Power Sports. Whether you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, snowmobile, watercraft, or boat, Vitesniks will get you equipped for the adventure ahead. Shop Polaris, Can-Am Off-Road, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Lynx, Ski-Doo, Tracker, Ranger, and many more under one roof. If you want it, they have it at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on this first day of January. Happy New Year! Here's Tony Jackson featuring Randy Travis.
Do you remember the first time that you heard it? Playing soft and low through some old radio. Did the words that you heard heal the pain or help you through it? Here's my question. Do you remember country music? Did it take you to a place like a river, a train, or prison? Even though you'd never been before, did it help you save a true love before you blew it? Let me ask you, do you remember country music? Did it make you miss your hometown or your mama? Or bring back old memories of good times you had? Steel guitar could get your heart right into it. Simple question, do you remember country music? Am I the only one?
question, do you remember country music? All I'm asking, do you remember country music?
Joanna is the news coming up next here from WRCO.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big top man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson. When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Taking us to Jackson on New Year's Day. Phil and me hoping you have a great one. We'll talk to you next hour with a look at sports.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 25 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. Our forecast calls for clouds giving way to some sunshine gradually today, a high of 33. Tonight, partly cloudy and a bit breezy with a low of 22. Currently in our Richland Center, we're now up to 26 degrees after our morning low of 25. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Viola company is helping to fight hunger in California. Go Macro, known for its organic plant-based nutrition bars, is excited to announce their continued partnership with Feeding San Diego and Solutions for the eighth year in a row. As part of Go Macro's Give Back Bar program, a percentage of annual net proceeds from the Everlasting Joy Macro Bar is donated to two nonprofit organizations. A portion of net proceeds from year-round sales of the coconut, almond butter, chocolate chips, Macro Bar benefits nonprofit organizations building stronger, healthier communities. Feeding San Diego takes a comprehensive approach to hunger relief in San Diego County through their network of distribution partners, donors, food pantries, farms, and over 22,000 volunteers. Their projects focus on maximizing food rescue to meet the nutritional needs of at-risk groups such as children, families, military and veterans, and senior citizens. Thanks to their wide variety of services, the organization distributed over 34 million meals in the 2023 fiscal year alone, while also rescuing over 31 million pounds of high-quality food. In doing so, they not only helped alleviate hunger, but also reduce the equivalent of 27,500 metric tons of CO2 this year. Solutions for Change offers tailored solutions that address the root cause of an individual's struggles to help them break out of the cycle of poverty, homelessness, and dependency. Considering each family's needs, the organization offers programs to teach vocational skills, financial literacy, personal development, family management, and more. Through these initiatives, individuals are educated, equipped, and inspired to make change and thrive. To date, Solutions for Change has impacted the lives of over 1,300 families and 2,800 children. In fact, 93% of their participants have permanently overcome the cycle of homelessness to live happy, independent lives. Republican lawmakers have asked the state Supreme Court to issue a stay and reconsider a finding that Wisconsin's legislative district boundaries are unconstitutional. The court ruled December 22nd that the current legislative district boundaries are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous. However, attorneys representing numerous state Senate Republicans filed a motion with the court last week. They say they can't meet a January 12th deadline for new maps. The motion also argues the Supreme Court did not listen to their arguments in the case, nor did it give them a chance to respond to the deadline for the new boundaries. The State Elections Commission has said new maps must be in place by March 15th in order to be used for the 2024 election. The 2024 elections will be dominated by the presidential contest and the battle for control of Congress, but another series of races is shaping up to be just as consequential. Crucial battles over abortion, gerrymandering, voting rights, and other pivotal issues will take center stage in this year's elections for state Supreme Court seats. There will be 80 of them in 33 states. With the abortion debate shifted to states since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and the constitutional right to abortion, state Supreme Court races have emerged as some of the most hotly contested and costliest races on the ballot. As part of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's continued efforts to modernize its unemployment insurance services, the agency is launching a project to upgrade the unemployment insurance employer portal while also progressing with work on new tools to calculate benefits for claimants. The new employer portal also will increase security and offer modern design and layout. Expanded functionality that incorporates all UI wage submission requirements and allows users to respond to requests for verification related to a claim, and secure messaging and document upload options for more convenient and secure communication. The employer portal upgrade follows other modernization efforts underway throughout DWD. Obesity drugs like Wegovy and Zepbound are capturing the attention of celebrities and showing promising results in helping people shed pounds, but those drugs remain out of reach for millions of older Americans. A decades-old law bans Medicare from paying for weight loss drugs. Now drug makers and a wide-ranging bipartisan coalition of lawmakers are gearing up to push for that change to come. Obesity rates are rising among older adults, and some lawmakers say the United States can't afford to keep the law on the books. But research shows the initial price tag of covering those drugs is so steep it could drain Medicare's already shaky bank account. There are three grants currently available to assist Wisconsin healthcare providers, organizations, and nonprofits that provide veteran mental health support services in the Badger State. These grants include the Veterans Mental Health Community-Based Organization Grant, Emergency Crisis Mental Health Treatment Program Grant, and the Veteran Mental Health Ancillary Treatment Program Grant. For all three grants, any applicant who applied during the first round of applications is eligible to apply again, subject to limitations contained within each grant application. Please note all grant applications are due by Thursday night, January 11th at 11:59. All questions about the grant application process should be directed to the DVA Grants Unit at vetsbenefitsgrants@dva.wisconsin.gov. For additional information on the grants, including evaluation criteria, application materials, and tips for applying, visit the WDVA Grants page at wisvets.com. Young people of color are still going to jail or prison at disproportionate rates. Advocates for alternative sentences say the root causes of youth crime are often systemic. Joshua Rovner is the Youth Justice Director for the Sentencing Project.
Sometimes they cause violence and cause damage to their communities that none of us should be tolerating or living with. But I think that we really need to ask, what is it that's driving their offending? And what is it that's going to help cure those problems?
People pushing for alternative sentences say these young people need to be better equipped for life after incarceration.
It's not only about a public safety argument, though I think it's very important to recognize that kids who are held in these facilities are in fact more likely to reoffend and more likely to reoffend on a more serious charge the next time.
Three people were arrested for an Amber Alert kidnapping that ended Saturday in Iowa County. Iowa County deputies say a vehicle that was part of an Amber Alert out of Indiana was spotted at a gas station in Barneveld. The vehicle left the station and Dodgeville police stopped the car on US 151. An 11-year-old who had been abducted in Indiana was rescued, and three people inside the car was taken into custody based on warrants from Indiana. No other details are being released. Friday afternoon at approximately 12:51, the Iowa County Sheriff's Office was dispatched to McIntosh Road in the town of Pulaski for a disturbance amongst siblings. All occupants left the residence except a male suspect. The male subject barricaded himself in the residence and was believed to be armed and under the influence of narcotic drugs. The decision not to escalate the situation was made due to the male subject being alone and not in imminent danger to anyone else. Then at approximately 3:41 Saturday afternoon, Iowa County Sheriff's Office and Village of Avoca Police Department were able to successfully take Kyle McIntosh into custody at the McIntosh Road address. Kyle McIntosh was arrested on charges of probation hold and endangering safety by use of dangerous weapon. Kyle will remain in the Iowa County Jail awaiting court in Iowa County Circuit Court. No injuries were reported during the event. A Toba man who recently received a prison sentence for his role in the shooting death of another teenager was back in court Tuesday. 19-year-old Sage Hickey and 18-year-old Thomas DeWitt are now facing drug charges after being accused of conspiring to bring LSD into the La Crosse jail. Hickey was previously sentenced to a 2-year prison term in a plea agreement relating to the 2022 shooting of 15-year-old Storm Von Draschik in La Crosse. The murder charge was dismissed in the plea agreement. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to join the DNR at one of several first-day hikes scheduled at state properties today. Participating in a first-day hike is a healthy, refreshing way to kick off the new year. First-day hikes are scheduled near most corners of Wisconsin, including Devil's Lake State Park in Baraboo. Several properties offer 1 to 3 mile guided hikes led by property naturalist or local experts. These hikes have a specific start time and gathering spot, providing a great introduction to winter adventuring for beginner hikers or those new to exploring Wisconsin's natural areas. Experienced hikers are invited to share their knowledge and help build the state's outdoor community. Some guided hikes are pet-free, so please check with the property before bringing your furry friends. Self-guided hikes allow participants to choose their own pace or difficulty level, from gently sloping nature trails to advanced routes. Drop by any time during the event window, and property staff may offer maps and recommendations for self-guided adventuring. First-day hikes are free, but a Wisconsin State Park and Mission sticker or state trail pass may be required. For those who need a state park daily admission pass, a free one may be available at your local library. Most events include options beyond hiking, like snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, refreshments, and winter activities. Those interested in snowshoe rentals or reserving an outdoor wheelchair should contact the property beforehand. Additionally, check with the property for universally accessible trail conditions. If a first-day hike is unavailable in your area, you are still invited to visit a Wisconsin state park, forest, trail, or recreation area. Properties are open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. year-round.
Walsh's Ace has a full-service small engine shop. Right now, you can get all your small engine serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Your chainsaw, snowblower, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with 2 full-time technicians, giving you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale, and pickup and delivery services available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Today is Monday, January 1st. Mary Ann Hansen, 69, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Soldiers Grove. Friends may call at Our Savior's Lutheran Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Mary Ann Hansen, 69, of Richland Center. Richard Thomas Willison, 77, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Richard Thomas Willison, 77, of Richland Center.
At Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center, we've got the best customers in the world, and now we're in search of a great appliance repair technician to assist those customers. Starting pay is $20 to $25 per hour, full-time. Benefits include a 401k matching program, 9 paid holidays, 5 paid sick days, 2 weeks of paid vacation, a company vehicle, flexible schedule, and an awesome team to work with. Log on townandcountryrc.com to apply. That's townandcountryrc.com. Learn new skills and advance your career today with Town & Country TV and Appliance.
The AP News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center.